Well, let's talk about plumbing, and that is coaxial cable. And Brian, if you don't mind, if you'll beam up the coax cable short shots. And not all coax cable can be judged by how it looks by the outside jacket. As you can see, the very top one, this is good quality coax. In fact, the jacket is immune to PV or is immune to ultraviolet rays getting through the PVC. And it's got a 100% braid, 100% shield. This is good coax, like what you'd get from DX Engineering. Next coax down, while the shield looked good, look at this. Talk about a leaky signal on 10 meters and higher. This is junk coax. So don't judge coax just by how the outside covering, the outside jacket is looking. Get good coax. I had to work hard to break this coax open. This is great coax. It's got a silver tinned shield as well as an aluminum shield, as well as the center conductor, as you see, is all encased. So this is good coax, even though it looks mangled after I tried to open it up. So think about good coax, and especially if you're wiring up duplexers, you're going to need to have those sections of really good coaxial cable. And again, DX Engineering is where they make good coax. Don't ever do an antenna that ends up being fed like this, because moisture will wick into that coax. And we're going to talk about moisture shortly. You need to be sure and wrap it with that sticky tape from Universal Radio called Coax Seal, and then cover it with a self-vulcanizing tape. And you really can't do enough to seal out moisture from getting into your antenna's coaxial cable. And of course, use non-contaminating coax. That's where the outside jacket is not going to be eaten up by UV rays of sunshine. And there's a nice little tidy ballon that we made out of coax. So if you got good coax, you don't have to go out and buy your own ballon. And let's see, take a look at this. The small coax that comes with the Diamond and Comet antennas start off small, but it ends up larger. This way, when you close the trunk of your vehicle, as long as you got it routed correctly, it won't cut the coax. Now, speaking of doing coax connectors, you first want to put on the adapter. And next, you want to pull the jacket off and expose the copper braid. And this one also has a tin foil on the inside to keep all the RF in. And we don't really need that as part of the soldering process. In fact, you can't solder to it, so we just clip it off. Now we got to work on the center conductor. And you got to be careful. If you go ahead and start to put things together and you got one little loose hair from the braid, you're going to have a shorted piece of coaxial cable. So make sure that you can really take a good look. And we're going to need to take that inner insulation and peel it back a little bit more. In fact, a lot more to go ahead and put on the PL259. Now we've got it relatively close, but no, this won't make it. Take a look at that. You've got a couple of threads that are shorting out that coax. No good. So make sure it's nice and clean. Then go ahead and put it together like this. Clip off any extra you have. And the way that a technician checks who's been there before with a PL259 is we peel back the outside barrel and take a look at the solder to make sure that the braid is well soldered to that coaxial cable connector. Now, you don't need major size coax for a VHF or UHF run. This is hard line. And notice the hard line actually has a hole in it, skin effect. But no, you don't need the real big stuff. But you do need quality coax. And let me tell you, DX Engineering has about any kind of coax that you could ever think about. They make it. And they test every piece of coax. But occasionally, you may get some coax and you say, well, that looks okay. Yeah, connectors look not bad. I think I'll go ahead and run this to my antenna. Well, before you do, you need to get out your ohm meter. One that has R times 10,000, like my Simpson 260, would be just great. But here's a little ohm meter, R times 1,000. And this one is going to reveal some very interesting things. First of all, we want to see whether or not the coax is shorted. So the other end is going to the center conductor as well as the outside shield. And as we look at the meter, we see that there is no connection. So we know that we've not shorted out the coax via a bad connector. But is the coax continuity all there? Here's a way to tell. First of all, lick your thumb. Tastes great. Get your meter out, R times 1,000 or 10,000, and put your thumb over the connector. And you see it rise like that? Yeah, that means you've got continuity. And I like to wiggle that connector and make sure that I have a good, solid connection. If I see it doing this when I'm wiggling the connector, it tells me that I probably don't have a great coaxial cable connection. So again, you can see it go up with my thumb. So that's how we test coax cable. Now, does the coax cable have any moisture in it? Well, with the open connector, take a look and no. But let's try another piece of coax, and I'll make the connection here. And as soon as I add the lead to it, whoa, look at that. It looks shorted out, and that's a connector. And when I blow on the connector and get some of that water out, then it comes back to normal. So that's what happens in a rainstorm when your SWR goes nuts. Well, you're on the roof and you got 8 or 9 pieces of coax coming out of the radio room. How do you know which one is the one that you're trying to work over? Here's the answer. Get yourself a 1,000 microfarad giant capacitor and put it over down at the radio room, the center conductor and the outside part of the cable, and then go to the roof and touch your lead to the coaxial cable plug that's hooked up to the condenser. And here's what you'll see. You'll see it go up, and then it'll slowly come back down as that capacitor is getting a charge. So that's how you tell if you're working by yourself, if you're working on the correct coaxial cable.